नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
कंटिन्यू आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 3, chapter entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance, text number 4 and 5. Now these are prose, so you can have, I'll just read through these Sanskrit and then we'll go one by one and we'll translate. ऋत्यु ऊचा ऊचु अरसि मुहुर अह मरहनम अस्माकम अनुपाथ पाथानम नमो नमः इति एतावत् सत् उपाशिक्षितं को ऋत्ते ऋहते पुमान प्रकृतिर गुणा गुणैर्प अब व्यक्ति कर मति अनुसार ईश्वरस्य परस्य प्रकृति पुरुषो आरभ्य तानाभिर नाम रूप श्रुति रूप निरूपम सकलजन निकाय ऊर्जिना निरसा निरसन शिव तम परब्रह्म गुण गुणैक देश कथा ना देव दे
अर्हसि
Please accept.
Muhu.
Muhu. Again and again.
Again and again.
Arhatama.
Arhatama.
O most exalted.
O most exalted.
Worshipable person.
Arhanam.
Arhanam. Offering of worship.
Offering of worship.
Asmakam,
makam,
of us.
Anupathanam.
Who are your servants?
Namaha.
Respectful obeisances.
Namaha.
Respectful obeisances.
Iti.
Thus.
So far, sat.
By exalted personalities. Upashikshitam.
Instructed.
Kaha.
What?
Arhati. Is able to make. Puman.
Man.
Prakriti
of material nature.
Guna
of the modes.
Vyatikara
in the transformations.
Mati
whose mind
is absorbed.
Anisha
who is most incapable.
Ishwarasya
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parasya
beyond.
Prakriti Purushasyo. The jurisdiction of the three modes of material nature.
Arvaktanabhi,
which do not reach up to
which do not lead up to,
or which are in the in this material world,
or which are of this material world.
Nama rupa kritihi.
Nama rupa kritihi.
By names, forms, and qualities.
By names, forms, and qualities.
Rupa,
rupa
of your nature.
Of your nature.
Of your nature.
Or position. Nirupam,
nirupam,
ascertainment,
ascertainment,
perceptions,
perception,
sakala,
sakala,
all, jananikaya,
jananikaya, of mankind,
brijina,
brijina,
simple action,
nirasana, nirasana,
which wipe out. Sivatama,
Sivatama,
most auspicious.
Pravara,
Pravara,
excellent.
Gunagana,
Gunagana,
of the transcendental qualities.
Of the transcendental qualities.
Ekadesa,
Ekadesa,
one part.
Kathana,
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 by speaking.
Rite,
Rite.
Except.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Translation. The priest began to offer prayers to the Lord, saying, O most worshipful one, we are simply your servants. Although you are full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us. Your eternal servants, we are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again, as instructed by the Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect. But you are above the jurisdictions of all material conceptions. Your name, form, and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other powers than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sin of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activities for us. We can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Purport. The Supreme Personality of God has nothing to do with the material perception. Even the impersonalist, Shankaracharya says, Narayana Paro Abhyakta. The Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God, is beyond material conception. We cannot conduct the forms and form attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must simply accept the description given in the scriptures, Vedic scriptures, about the Lord's forms and activities, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5:29. Chintamani prakarasana sukalpa viksha laksha vitesu suravira vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahmaseyyananam Govinda Nadipursam Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primary Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires, in a abode built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. We can have some conception of absolute truth, his form and attributes, simply by reading the description given in the Vedic scriptures. An authoritative statement given by exalted personalities like Brahma, Narada, Sukadeva Goswami, and others. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namaved Grahyam Indiyei. We cannot conceive of the name, form, and quality of Lord Krishna through our material senses. Because of this, other names for the Lord are Adokshita and Aprakata, which indicates that he is beyond the material senses. Out of his causeless mercy on his devotees, Lord appeared before Maharaj Navi. Similarly, when we are engaged in the Lord's devotional service, the Lord reveals himself to us. Sevan mukhehi jivhado swayam eva smriti ataha. This is the only way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktiya mam abhijanati yavan yams yash chasmi tattvatah. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the devotional service. There is no other way. We have to hear from the authorities and from the Shastra and consider the Supreme Lord in terms of their statement. We cannot imagine or concoct form and attributes of the Lord.
Om Jnana Dimrantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militan Mena Tasmai Shri Guru Vehe Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadavayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhamitam Sa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchani Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Tanamami Hare Priye Panchakalpataru Vishakripa Sindhu Devacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, we have heard the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata in the first chapter of this canto, fifth canto. In the second canto, we have heard the activities of Maharaj Agnidra, who is the son of Devas, son of Maharaj Priyavrata. Now, in this chapter, we are hearing the the eldest son of Agnidra. His name is Nadi. So Nadi Maharaj, now Agnidra has retired and he has enthroned his nine sons in dividing the into a within Janjamundi, each son has got a one verse. The Jambuduka has been divided by into nine verses. So the eldest son of Maharaj Agnidra was Nadi Maharaj. Nadi Maharaj becomes the king of Bharatavarsha, or at the time that Varsha was actually known by the name of Nadi Maharaj. That Varsha was known as Asnavarsha, which now is known as Bharatavarsha. So Maharaj Nadi, in desiring to have a son, he wanted to have a son. As a king, it's natural that he's wanting to have a son to take his lineage. So we can see here, Maharaj Nadi has approached Lord Vishnu. Even we have material desire, as Bhagavatam said, Kama Sarikamova Mokshakama Dhadi. Even you have a desire for material gain, or you have no desire for material gain, you still approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Maharaj Nadi follows this direction. So desiring to have a son, Maharaj Nadi is performing a sacrifice to please who? Lord Vishnu. Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, what has happened thus far is Maharaj Nadi has set up the sacrifice, the brahmanas are chanting the mantras, and the outset of the sacrifice has been performed. And being pleased by the sacrifice, Lord has appeared at the scene. Imagine, I mean, they must have performed with a great devotion and love. The Lord personally has come there to bless him. And since yesterday and today, the priests who are performing yajna now are offering their praise to Lord. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, every time Lord has come, the devotees are offering prayers. Not only just a few slokas, there are lengthy prayers being offered by the devotees. It is said, our Acharya said, the prayers are offered by the devotees, different devotees. We have prayers by the demigods, we have prayers by the different devotees, we have prayers by Lal Maharaj, Dhrul Maharaj, Kunti Devi, so on and so forth. There are so many prayers being offered. And the Acharya has explained, these prayers are a spontaneous love and devotion they have. They are just outpouring their love for the Lord. These prayers are just representative of that. You see, each prayer sounds similar, but they are different. They are offering according to their level, according to their devotion, according to their they offer prayers. So here, now Lord Vishnu has come. So, who is Lord Vishnu? Krishna. Yes? Krishna that takes the form to create, maintain, the material aspect. So Lord Krishna has got that important role in that aspect of creation. What is Vishnu means? Any idea?
All species.
All species, yes. The name, the meaning of Vishnu is Visate, mean that personality who creates, not only creates, he also enters into. That is Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu, what is he doing? He's creating this universes. Just like you see, in general case, in our case, we create a program, like a computer program, right? But we cannot enter into the program, we can only create. Whereas Lord Vishnu, he creates and he also enters into it. That is Vishnu. He's like, he enters into it. So we see Guru Rama. So Vishnu is taking the three different forms, like Mahavishnu, Karmadaksai Vishnu, and Shivadaksai Vishnu, right? All three Vishnu have their different roles to play. And the Lord Brahma says, Eko Pisho Rachitu. So first one creates Rachitu, creates what? Universes. Eko Pisho Rachitu Jagat Anda Koti. Millions of universes are coming out from force of Mahavishnu. Eko, that's first one. Yes, Saktirasti Jagadanta Saya Yadanta. The second one, he goes into each universe. And then Andantarasta Paramanu. The third one, which is the expansion, which is the Sirulakshai Vishnu, he not only goes to as a super soul as into each living entity, but he is also into each atom of the creation. That is Lord Vishnu. So he creates, he enters in, and he maintains. That is Lord Vishnu. That is the meaning of Lord Vishnu. That is also. So he enters into not only as an atom, as Krishna says, he is also residing within the hearts of the each living entity. Not just human beings, each living entity. Iswara sarvabhutanam vidyese arjuna tishtati brahmen sarvabhutani. He does not say only human or nara or nirna. Sarva bhutani, all living entities. He's in the hearts of all living entities. That is Lord Krishna. That Lord has appeared in there. Another reference, the Lord Krishna says he's sitting in the heart of a living entity in Bhagavad Gita. Actually, he three places mentions, I am residing in every living entity within the heart. Three places. One was in the 18th chapter, that's where he just recited, Ishwara Sarvabhutana. Another one is in the 15th chapter. Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishto. I reside within the hearts of the living. In the same also in the chapter 10 also, he mentions, Aham Atma Gurakesha Sarva Bhutasya Sthita. Bhuta Saya Sthita. In all living entity, I reside. So that's the personality of Godhead. Now, this we also know Lord Vishnu as Narayana. Yeah? What is Narayan means? Meaning of Narayan. Let's get two words combined together. Nara is living entities. Nara, or new beings you can call them. Living beings. Ayana. Nara, Ayana.
One who delivers.
One shelter. Yes. One who gives shelter. All living entities. One he who maintains all the living entities. He who creates the living entity or who makes the arrangement for a living entity, that's Narayana. Of course, there's other means as well. The lights and water, water and babies. So that's Narayana, or Vishnu. To see the mercy of the Lord. I mean, we have a desire that we want to, you know, be separate or independent. And Lord has to do all this to create the universe. He has to make all the arrangements. Not only arrangements, He also accompanies them. The mercy of Lord. Just because we have this desire to be independent and be separate. In the context of Lord coming and, you know, trying to, what is the purpose of the Lord doing this, all this? So He wants us, the living entity, back to Him as a spiritual. He has given that independence to the living entities, but He rather have the living entity come back. Makes His all this arrangement, elaborate arrangement for us to come back. So let's compare Lord Vishnu, Lord Ramachandra and Krishna, how these personalities come in a different form and they how they try to bring the living entity closer to all things. So in the form of Lord Vishnu or Narayana, the relationship mostly in generally is on the level of master and servant. The dealings of Lord Vishnu is, see, we can see the praise of Lord Vishnu has come. The priests, the sages are praying, offering that prayers in a very submissive dasya. Or the being servant master. That is most of the dealings you see Lord Vishnu is always in that kind of mood. The relationship between devotees and the Lord Vishnu is master and servant. As Sir Prabhupada mentioned in the Prabhupada purport that Narayana Paro Abhyakta. Narayana is the supreme person of the Godhead. Is the beyond the material conception. Now, in the pastimes of churning of the ocean, that relationship you see, as we know the story, that Indra offends Durvasa Muni. When Durvasa Muni was visiting Indra, and Durvasa Muni gave him the garland to as a, so Indra takes the garland and instead he puts gives it to this elephant, right? An elephant is being a, you know, so he cursed, you know, he just doesn't. So seeing this, Durvasa Muni actually it takes the power of the demigod, so demigod become powerless. And then you got them lose the battle between the demons. Then all the demigods, who do they go to? Lord Vishnu. Yes. This is our problem. Now we have done this, and then now the demons have come and they take over our kingdom. Please help us. What is it that I do? Narayana tells him, okay, here's the solution. Solution is you have to churn the ocean and get the nectar. The nectar will come out from the churning of the ocean, and then by drinking the nectar, you will regain your power. Now, the churning of the ocean is, it's not a, you know, just a small, like Mati Yashoda, you know, churning the bottom. It's not that, it's churning the ocean. It's required a big, churning rod. You require a big rope to be turned. So, Mount Mandara is used as the churning rod, right? So then because Lord had asked him to bring the Mount Mandara into ocean, so they try to lift it again. They can't lift too heavy. Now Lord Narayana has to come and lift that. Now bring this mountain into ocean again. The churning rod is sinking because it's too heavy. What is Lord Narayana doing? He is there again to become Skurna. Where, you know, then the whole mountain is kept. Because the Kurma is, the whole mountain is in the sitting on the Kurma. It's, you know, it's moving, not, you know, going into horizontal, it's not. Again, Lord Vishnu has to come and sit on top of it to balance it horizontally and vertically. Then it's shared. Of course, the Lord Shiva comes in and so on and so forth. And then finally the nectar comes out. And then the nectar is being served by Moimurti. And we know the whole story about demons. So the point is, you see the whole relationship. There's not a point of time that the demigods and Lord Vishnu has that exchange of friendship or love or different. It's all purely, you can see, mostly based on the master-servant relationship. Now, let's move to that same relationship, the relationship that Lord Himself comes as Lord Ramachandra. Where that relationship is now extended further. Right? We can see there is more of life. Predominantly, in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes is, yes, there is a vasta seventh relationship, is there, some degree. But now the friendship is also there. You see, of course, parental is there, all the relationship is there. Predominantly, you see the friendship between the devotees. Just like an example of when Lord Ramachandra was banished to a forest. First person he gets introduced to is the Guha. Guha is the person that, you know, from the pastimes of Prithu Maharaj, when, so, sorry, Venus body was churned, the first person comes to Nishada. Nishada or Guha is the same person, same thing. Right? So the lineage from that is called, his name is Guha or Nisada, Nisada actually. So he is the first one when he, Lord Ramachandra, is managed to a forest to receive in the forest. And what is his service? Is to take people across the Ganges. Now Lord Ramachandra goes and he gets received, he is looked after for a night. And what is Lord Ramachandra asking from him? He said, please take me across. Ganji. Now this is the same Supreme Personality Godhead who created the whole entire universe. Is he not able to cross by himself? No. Now he's asking, he's going, building that relationship with the devotees as seeking as a friend. So please, oh friend, please take me across. Huh? This Advaita takes him across. Similarly, he builds that relationship with Sugriva. Now, Lord Ramachandra has, Sita has been taken away by Ravana, he lost his wife. And same situation, Sugriva is in the situation that the Bali has taken his wife. Lord Ramachandra is taking, say, okay, you help me, I help you. We're friends. Again, same Supreme Lord is capable of doing everything by himself. He's the Supreme Lord. Yet now he's the relationship is now is going into a friendship. Same thing that the Vibhishan comes, makes friendship again. And he of course. So it's like a teacher going to the student, which is primary level, and is going to the teacher who's going to the child and says, could you please help me? Child goes, what? What can I help you? So what is this? I don't know how to do this 2 plus 2. And child goes, wow. And then he goes, 2 plus 2 is 4. 4! The answer is 4. Right? So, see in that relationship, like how the teacher is trying to encourage the fan, the relationship that could be built, the encouragement. Yeah. Child may be thinking, oh, I know more than teacher. And yet the fact is different, right? Because teacher has come there to his devotees, Lord has come to his devotees to first service, asking, giving opportunity to serve, or trying to encourage them. So that is the you know, the Lord comes, and when Vibhishan came, from Ravana, he was picked out from the Ravana, he came to Lord Ramachandra and surrendered. And Lord Ramachandra asked Sugriva and said, what should we do? Sugriva said, oh well, he's from the enemy camp. He, if you keep him, he will know the secret and everything, and oh, he will create some sort of animosity or within, or if you keep him and send him out, he will know the secret of our everything. So we shouldn't keep him. And Lord Ramachandra asked the same question to Hanuman. Hanuman said, no. We should keep him. Because Hanuman also knew, and he met Vibhishan before, he knows people. So again, Lord Ramachandra playing the role of friendship. Yeah, just to encourage devotees. And now let's go one more further step, going to Lord Krishna. How does that Lord same relationship, how is Lord coming into Krishna in the role of Krishna? Same role. He is cherishing the relationship with the devotee more as serving the devotees, as a servant, as a menial, that Lord. Isn't it? Nanda Maharaj asked him to, you know, oh my son, please go and get my shoes. What does Nanda Maharaj do? I mean, what did Lord Krishna do? He brings his wooden shoes and he's walking around and this. And who is that person? That person is the Supreme Person, the Godhead. See the relationship. Huh? Now he's coming as to serve as the Lord is. The Lord is cherishing that relationship. Gopis ask him, so I will give you a little piece of sweet, but you have to dance with me. Krishna will dance. At the end of the end of the end of the end of the, end of the whole dance, whole scenario, and now what are you going to get? A little piece of sweet. But there is so much love and affection. The Lord is cherishing that. And similar, Gopas. What is Gopas doing? They're getting on top of Krishna and they're asking Krishna, you carry me from there, point A to point B. You have to run fast. They're ordering the Lord. And Lord's happy to doing it. He's enjoying that relationship. Huh? They're sharing the food in the same plate. They're eating together, running around, chasing each other. Huh? So it's a wonderful. Now let's go further in the Krishna's pastime. Lord takes the role of charity. Charity generally in the as no, the role is to command, to obey the command of the master, Arjuna. And in that role, Arjuna is saying, okay, take my chariot and take it there. He's taking the order of his devotees and executing it. Not only that, when the chariot has to be in motion, the warrior, Arjuna, he has to command. The command is not in the verbally. Command is given by the kick. So charity is sitting there, wanting to know which direction to take. There's no verbal communication. They have to kick left and right. See the Lord's, you know, taking that position and being kicked, you know, taking it left and right by his devotees. And he's enjoying that. It's very beautifully, it's in the first canto, chapter 16, text 16, when Parikshit Maharaj was going, and he's thinking all these activities of Krishna, how Krishna was so mercifully, you know, doing this, all these different relationship, you know, he took the relationship as sarathya. Sarathya means the charioteer, the chariot driver, except the post of chariot driver. He parsava means he served Yudhishthira Maharaj as his servant, when Maharaj became Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yeah. Sevana, engaging in menial service, even in the sacrifice of sacrifice Lord Krishna took as the washing the feet of all the guests that's coming in. Daudya, he became a messenger. Virasana, sometimes he also becomes a a watch guy, a security guy.
following
his serving, following the footstep, offering prayers, offering obeisances. He was to offer obeisances to Kunti Devi, to offer all the elderly people as in a relationship. And that person is Jagat Pranitam, Pranitam. Mean that he who is being obeyed, who creates the universe, that Lord and came and did all this to my forefathers, Pandavas. This is Parikshit Maharaj, you know, expressing his love and gratitude to the Lord. This is in the Chapter 1, chapter 16, text 16. It says, Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, Vishnu, who is unerringly obeyed, render all kinds of service to the menial sons of Pandu by accepting post as the chariot driver, to a president or messenger, friend, night watch, etc. According to his will, Pandavas obeying them like a servant, offering obeisances like the youngest in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with the devotion to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And if you go into pastimes of Sudama, now Lord is the Dwarkadhish. He is the king. I mean, he is in princely kingly order. And when Sudama comes to his palace, what is his situation? He is emaciated, poor. He didn't look very beautiful. He had, torn clothes. Kuchayam palilam chamam twijat hamastyam devi parichayat sakshat chamara brajayinaha. This is in the 10th canto, chapter 80, text 23. Kuchayam means very poor, who's dressed. Malinam, very dirty. Chamam, initiated. Krishna is Brahman. His veins were visible. Physically he looked so ugly. I mean he was not in the best form. And what did Lord do when Sudama came to his palace? He embraced him. Generally, when it's you see if you're a big CEO or big, imagine someone just, ordinary person just walks in. You'll be embarrassed. But here, Lord embraces him, brings him in. He makes him sit on the throne that he normally sits. Not only that, he's being charmed or served by the goddess of fortune, the queens of God. That is our dear Lord. Again, looking at the example of a teacher, he's coming. What is he doing all this for? This is to bring us, encourage us to. And of course, what did he do? He gave more wealth than Kubera could have to Sudama. So that is our Lord. Now, Krishna comes as he serves the devotees. Further again comes as Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There as a Krishna, he has some reservation, he can just openly give the love and devotion. Now he comes again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just opens the door, the storehouse of Krishna Prema. What is it for him? It is to again attract the living entity back to Krishna. Mahaprabhu, gives his mercy throughout India. And look at Srila Prabhupada. He's taken that same the love of devotion and he's taken it throughout the world. So how kind is our Lord? He himself comes into different incarnations and creates a relationship, attracts us. He comes as him, Krishna, Rama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only that, he also sends other devotees to help. That is kindness, that is mercy. So, in conclusion, Srila Prabhupada says, what is it? In Hobo, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati Yamam Yashta Sutta. Krishna says that if you want to know me, the only way is to through bhakti, devotional service to Krishna. So, Krishna, expand into different form, different Lord. Here we see that he has come in the form of Lord Vishnu to the sacrifice arena of Maharaj Nari. As a result, now Maharaj Nari has asked, I want a son, like you. Right? Maharaj Nari is asking, I want a son like you. Lord says, there is no like me. So there will be me. I'll have to come as your son. Again, see the mercy of the Lord. The devotees are asking him to become his or her son. And Lord accepts that. Lord himself will come as the Vishwamitra. And of course we will hear the great further verses, we will hear the pastimes of the teachings, the pastimes of the Vishwamitra. That's coming. Very beautiful, very nice, very instructive. So Lord, again and again he comes in different forms to encourage us, teach us, say, come, you don't belong here. It's not your place. So we will hear the great teachings and the appearance of Rishabhdev, which is the Lord himself, the Lord Vishnu that has come to the sacrificial arena. He will become the son of Maharaj Nabi, come as Rishabhdev. Okay, so we will end here. Any questions, comments, corrections? Our sweet Lord, so merciful.
But here we say Ritvija Vacha. Is there any similarity between Ritvija and Ritvik?
The Ritvija, the word is Ritvija. Now, as my understanding is rit is referring to rishis, or they are like your dvija. Again, if you break it to that, dvija means brahmanas, those who are became purified by performance of samskaras and dvija. What is it? Janmana jayate shudra karmana tanadaya shudra samskara bhave dvija. So when they generally when the litigant is born, it's born as it doesn't have any qualification. Qualification is by when the samskara is done, like jata karma, chara karma, those samskara is done, then it becomes a dvija. When it takes initiation, it becomes dvija. So, as I understand, ri means rishis and dvija is referring to this. Twice more, brahmana, brahmanas. That's my understanding. Yeah, very beautiful section of we'll hear the beautiful teachings of the characteristics of Rishabhdev, teachings of Rishabhdev that are coming. And then the Rishabhdev's older son is Bharat Maharaj. He is also another great personality. That is, and he was so great that whole Varsha is demigods actually, so pleased by his activities. And he becomes emperor, and then he renounces, he gives the whole. And then he becomes Jagannath. And we see a beautiful narration of Jagannath teaching King Garudana. It's beautiful, very nice section coming up. Bhagavatam is wonderful.
It means to me that similar like Dhruva Maharaj, when he was performing austerities because of material desire, and then the Lord appeared, and he acknowledged that I was looking for broken glasses and I got the gym. This is like in the same mood for these priests, because they were trying to do the jagya for some material benefit, like getting a son. But instead that the notion appeared and these prayers, they will acknowledge how I'm feeling bad because we are praying for something material, but we go to God, to Christians. So it looks like the same.
Yes. I mean, Lord is so kind when He gives not just in a as you mentioned, that Dhruva Maharaj, he performed sacrifices, wanted to become a great king. But, you know, at the end, when he saw the Lord, what Dhruva Maharaj said, I was looking for a piece of glass, and then I've got the diamond, you know, piece of glass. And in a reciprocation, that as a Lord, as to its devotee, yes, as you mentioned, that they're asking for something material, or they're asking something for a son. He becomes a son. He rewards Sudama. I mean, Sudama didn't come for asking something. But he gives him more and more wealth than Kubera.
Can he understand that the Lord go see beyond that so-called material desire? He knows about the inside qualification, and he wants to see as the positive aspect. Because also in the beginning, the class you mentioned that the priests were with devotion; they were their prayers to the Lord. So it means to me, I don't know, can it's right to see that the Lord? It's just seeing the positive aspect, and for that he got motivated to appear.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, if you look at the what is Lord is saying, if you just offer me, you know, the flower, water, and then I'm pleased. Lord is the master of the entire creation. What can He give? What is He looking for within that reciprocation? The only thing we can add is our love and devotion. Flower belongs to Him. Flower, you know, the earth belongs to Him, where the flower came from. Water belongs to Him. Sun belongs to Him. Everything, and there is a whole beautiful flower. Krishna says, you offer that to me. Right? And what is there now? Everything belongs to Him. Everything belongs to Him. Ours. But now, in that exchange, the devotee is adding his devotion to the Lord. That is, the Lord is wanting, is needing, is looking for.
Because can be understood that if we perform this jagyana in the right manner, we can attract the Lord. But that ingredient, that's the most important, that can be the effective manner to attract the Lord.
Correct. So Lord is all merciful. He looks for good. He doesn't look for something that is. And He accepts. In that relationship, it's the love the Lord is offering. Everything belongs to Him. Nothing is ours. Only thing we can offer is our love and devotion, our consciousness, our that we can add that and becomes a devotion. Otherwise, you know, if you see it in the evening of breathing, that's not our endeavor.
Can be also a kind of hope, because we are kind of karma mishra bhaktas, mixture of desires, but the Lord will see. Can we understand this as a sign of hope for all of us, in the sense that we are mixture of desires, karma mishra bhaktas, and because we have a bit of devotion, otherwise we wouldn't be able to practice this, but also we have a lot of material desires. So the hope would be this. The Lord will see that positive aspect and help us.
Yes. Definitely. We are not in platform of, you know, exalted. The level of bhakti, level of devotion that our acharyas, our goswamis have performed, we would not be at that level. But it doesn't mean that Krishna doesn't understand or doesn't. He will accept whatever you offer and He'll take it from there. He'll make it positive. Dhruva Maharaj had a desire to try to become a great, desire to have a kingdom better, bigger than even Brahma. He fulfilled that desire, as well as he gave a bhakti. He said, "You're serving God." So when Lord gives a benediction, or when He gives him, gives them both to some, you know, depending on, you know, He gives them materially, He also, you know, He gives them, and sometimes He also take away and give. So it's what is good for a devotee, what is one of the things, like difference between a demigod. Demigods will give the worshipper what the worshipper wanted, what he wants. Whereas when Lord Krishna gives, He gives what is good. good for the devotee. That's the difference between Lord Vishnu or Krishna giving benediction to the devotees. Is that what is good for the devotee, they will keep that. Whereas demigod, they will give you whatever you wish, or whatever the worshipper is wishing. Exactly. Ravana wanted the power, you know. They gave. But Krishna will give you what is good for you.
And always is beyond expectation, beyond what we were expecting.
Yeah, he'll give you more than this. Yes, as in Hindi we say it's in chakkar kholke, not to the party. It means he gave you so much, so it's beyond you. Krishna has never thought it. But he'll give you what's good for you. He'll not give you that's may not be good for you. Just like the parents. If the child asks for a cigarette, parents, no, this is not good for them, so never again. Yeah. That's it. Okay, we'll end here. Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Prabhupada ki
jai.
Vishwanatha Devi ki
jai. Jai.